This is Unit 2, trying Unit 1. Do you read me, Unit 1? Do you read me?
Yeah, I read you, Unit 2. I sure can read you.
Listens to WGXC Accra, 90.7 FM.
This is a journey into sound.
One size fits all. First, third, occasionally fifth, Thursday of every month, 11 a.m., with your host on WGXC, Accra, 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
I just stepped outside a dream. Nothing ever is as it seems. The wind keeps whistling the same old tune. You lay asleep in the light of the moon. So silently I peer through the trees. My misery was in. Every moment she stole my soul. I'm in the forest, so rare and divine. This is the place where you lose your mind. From all the feelings that are making you blue, you'll never know how much I you. Outside of that same old dream, I need to leave, but my mind's intrigued. Follow closer, she doesn't see me. I'll talk the forest to the church's gates. By her grave, she awaits her fate. My only crime was to want too much. I could look, but I could not touch. I'm in the forest, so rare and divine. This is the place where you lose your mind. From all the feelings that are making you blue, you'll never know how much I.
Well, greetings and good day, fiends. You've wandered helplessly once more into this grim wild of the thing we call City Folk, your weekly roundup of songs mostly ghostly. I'll be your master of ceremonies for this final spooky hour of your Friday morning, and you can call me Fretrick. And if you say my name three times in a dark room while burning a black candle into a mirror, you might just get sucked into this desolate hellscape I occupy. Best to burn your sage and shield your face with some twisted mask of indescribable horrors. After all, it's Halloween time in the valley, and the world is just a little bit more spooky, ain't it? Not to broach the ever-maddening state of our nightmarish reality, but the gravity of madness seems to be pulling everyone helplessly into its influence. Perhaps the best we can do is to hide ourselves under last year's blankets, sip that brown poison that keeps the sorrow at bay, and wait out the apocalypse in some frightful, degenerate huddle of loneliness and despair. Or you can go out onto the streets like the unholy masses who shuffle about uncomfortably dressed as pop cultures, whatevers, or sexy dead presidents. As much as I love the holiday, it is more or less unapproachable to someone like me. I guess it's just nice to know there's one day of our sorry calendar for people to explore their darkness in a public forum, even if that only manifests in store-bought costumes or wearing less on a cold autumn night than you would in the private comforts of your warm home. Well, right now this microphone is my mask, and here I am to haunt your automobiles, your kitchens, and your workplace. Today, I have stacked my show with all the eldritch horrors the world of folk and its surrounding realms have to offer. The choral set the mood in the forest off their sophomore record, Magic and Medicine. And that's just the first of many treats I have for y'all. But let's kick things off with a few tricks and get weird with it. Up now is The Who with I Like Nightmares here on WGXC's City Folk.
Nightmare. invisible to most, but she was there for me. Oh, I seen her when she was hard to see.
Friend and fellow lost soul, Gabriel Slavitt, just now with a song that I played well over a year ago when WGXC first let me on the air for a guest slot. That haunting, lonesome tune was Giving Birth to the Sun. Before that, with a British psychedelic freakout, was the Bonzo Dog Band with Humanoid Boogie, and of course, The Who with I Like Nightmares. Well, friends, we are handing out those fabled king-size treats on today's show, and coming up is a grab bag of solemn goodies. Not a raisin or an apple to be found. Here's those Elf Power boys and girls with Halloween Out Walking.
Pummeled by the voices that came crawling from the mouse, forever turning from the calf into the cow. It made no difference in choosing either way. Halloween out walking with inside the shadow of the sun, sitting in the kitchen as the light is moving out, the drops of liquid slowly dripping from the spout, pouring out every way, a vacant overflow. It slowly separates the soil from the stone, washed away the evidence you'd left out on display, carried out into the world, dispersed in every way. You pitcher on the mound, trying not to look at all the faces in the crowd, watching the batter as he steps up to the plate. The ball moves from your hand and finishes the game.
Of faces, empty eyes, I see nothing new. Seasoned schemes of slimy curves offer up their flu. Am I beast or am I human? Am I just like you? Power seething, really reeling, reaching out for you. Am I demon? I need to know. Faces of a million hells rage inside these veins, pounding out deserved pain to anyone in need. And am I beast or am I human? Am I just like you? Power seething, really reeling, reaching out for you. Am I demon? I need to know. Am I demon? You need to know. And every word and every limb torn asunder, base. Everything I need is me, everything I am. Am I beast or am I human? Am I just like you? The power seething, really reeling, reaching out for you. Am I demon? Need to know.
I don't wanna live in twilight zone gleams. Send a letter of reprieve. A doorknob turning round and round. Slowly down. Voice keeps calling in a nightmare tone. I don't wanna live in the twilight zone. And I don't wanna live. Twilight zone gleams. Send a letter of reprieve.
Darling, why don't you send me that old letter of reprieve? Blue Ghost got his fingers on me, but I wanna leave. I don't like it here at all. Help me make my escape. You know, I just seen something coming, and it looks like a 10-foot ape.
In the twilight zone gleams. Send a letter of reprieve.
You know, I hear those chains dragging, and they getting closer. So I guess this must be a ghost, or else it's a ghoster. You know, the werewolf was by tonight, but he didn't look so well. And I guess this must be Count Dracula now, ringing at the front doorbell.
Doorknob turning round and round. The blue ghost drifting slowly down. A voice keeps calling in a nightmare tone. I don't wanna live in the twilight. In the twilight zone, please send a letter of reprieve.
Folk legend Michael Hurley crying out with his song of supernatural woes with Twilight Zone. And like him, I also do not want to live in this crazy, terrible, haunted world that we seem to be occupying at this current time. Crown Prince of Folk, Bonnie Billy, with a treatment of Glenn Danzig's ponderous Am I Demon before that. Well, while we wait for that letter of reprieve, we might as well gorge ourselves as we give in to our sinful, sweet cravings. Doesn't look like anyone's coming to this haunted house anyways. You are dialed in to City Folk here on 90.7 FM WGXC Accra, or streaming live over at WGXC.org, as my friends over in LA are right now, getting ready for a beautiful ceremony to bring some light to this otherwise very, very dark world. Congratulations, Madeline and Bobby. Well, okay. Still plenty more dark and dreadful songs of the season still to come on this super spooky episode. Chad Van Gallen, the corporeal, otherworldly ghost of some nightmare version of Neil Young, takes us now to the graveyard.
Thank you. out of 10. I'm not the guidance type. I've been sitting on a fence post for the brunt of my life. And now I need some help to find out what I feel.
Something strange about her, her Her face was deathly white. She sat so pale and silent in the back seat all alone. I took Mary home. I pulled into the driveway where she told me to go. Got out to help her from the car and opened up the door. I just could not believe my eyes. The backseat was bare. I looked all around the car, but Mary wasn't there. The light shone from the porch. A lady opened up the door. I asked about the little girl that I was looking for. Then a lady gently smiled and brushed a tear away. She said it you was to go out of your way. Thirteen years ago tonight, in a wreck just down the road, our darling Mary lost her life, and oh, we miss her so. Thank you for your trouble and the kindness you have shown. You're the 13th one who's been here bringing Mary home.
That haunted highway, Mac Wiseman is bringing Mary home. Further down into that hopeless, dark abyss, Malcolmus examines the existential murders of lonesome listlessness with his mournful cry for help. Off Pencil Rot, that one was aptly titled, It Kills. Well, let's lift the veil for those they're not suffering from crippling social anxiety and take a peek at that community treasure that is the event calendar over at WGXC.org. Tonight at Hilo in Catskill, CJ Boyd and Motel Tan perform. Tomorrow afternoon at the Columbia County Water and Soil Conservation District, which so desperately needs a catchier name. Over at 1024 Route 66 in Ghent, they host an event exploring Halloween animal myths and stories for youths and adults from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Sunday from noon to 1:30, the Hudson Library hosts a tour of Cedar Park Cemetery here in town. Then from 2 to 3 p.m. sorry, at the library, Pamela Bedelia hosts a story hour of folktales. And speaking of haunting folktales, with a ubiquitous tale of ethereal Western morality, here are the Sons of the Pioneers with Riders in the Sky.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw a-plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloud he drove. Still on fire, and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught them yet. For they gotta ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire. As they ride on, hear their cry. Done by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, a riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless stars.
Tremble whenever he walks through your mind, stirring up memories that cloud up your eyes, where the light of our love ought to shine. I know that he hurt you and hurt you so bad, but he must have been going insane. Now I've finally learned how to hold you together when somebody mentions his name. He's just a ghost story, so don't let him scare you. He's not really there like he seems. And tonight when I hold you, I'll hold you so close, I'll love him right out of your dreams. I'm sure that he's called you, told you that our love can't last. But don't you believe him, 'cause honey, he's wrong. He's never been right in the past. So don't let him haunt you and tell you those lies. You just can't admit that you're free. The next time he calls you, just hand me the phone and see if he'll say that to me. He's just a ghost story, so don't let him scare you. He's not really there like he seems. And tonight when I hold you, I'll hold you so close, I'll love him right out of your dreams. He's just a ghost story, so don't let him scare you. He's not really there like he seems. And tonight when I hold you, I'll hold you so close, I'll love him right out of your dreams.
Hag's Ghost Story and Caliphone's Sweetly Sinister Vampiring Again bring us right to that final door, leading us back to the mundane realms where our problems aren't caused by some supernatural evil. And to that extent, we will close with a Tom Waits exploration of paranoia's toxic influence with his maddening spoken word piece, I Am, As I Have Always Been, Frederick R. Arnold, reminding you in this creepy Halloween season to be gentle to yourself and each other. Stick around after the news for the Sugar Shack Jukebox with Jared, one of our longest running shows here on WGXC. And if you think what we're doing here is important, I encourage you to head over to WGXC.org and sign up as a sustaining supporter. It really means everything to our station. Well, in closing, here's Tom Waits with What's He Building?
What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? He has subscriptions to those magazines. He never waves when he goes by. He's hiding something from the rest of us. He's all to himself. I think I know why. He took down the tire swing from the pepper tree. He has no children of his own, you see. He has no dog. He has no friends. And his lawn is dying. What about all those packages he sends? What's he building in there? With that hook light on the stairs. What's he building in there? I'll tell you one thing, he's not building a playhouse for the children. What's he building in there? And what's that sound from underneath the door? He's pounding nails into a hardwood floor. And I swear to God, I heard someone moaning low. And I keep seeing the blue light of a TV show. He has a router and a table saw. And you won't believe what Mr. Stitches saw. There's poison underneath the sink, of course. But there's also enough formaldehyde to choke a horse. What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? I heard he has an ex-wife in some place called Mayor's Income, Tennessee. And he used to have a consulting business in Indonesia. But what's he building in there? He has no friends, but he gets a lot of mail. I'll bet he spent a little time in jail. I heard he was up on the roof last night signaling with a flashlight. And what's that tune he's always whistling? What's he building in there? What's he building in there? We have a right to know.